Okay, so how did you guys get together?
I'll let you take this one.
Well, Atara met me through an old cover band that I was a part of. We basically put an ad out on Craigslist for a new female singer.
This was when Craigslist was still Craigslist.
And not what it is now.
Exactly.
Yeah, and basically, yeah, she definitely killed it, and we decided to do our own thing and branch off from that particular project, and now we're here today.
Plastic Rhino was born.
What kind of cover band was it?
It was like 80s alternative stuff, just like B-sides and whatnot. Not too popular tunes, but yeah.
All right,
like cool. Boingo Boingo, Stay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. What do you think makes you guys stand out and be different?
Well, we're trying to preserve rock and roll music with this latest album. Like, we're trying to be like, hey, rock music still exists. It's still out there and it's still relevant. But what we did is we kind of took, like, our favorite bands and honed in on what makes them so great and kind of, like, paying respect to our favorite bands with this album by being like, your music was great. Your music influenced us, so we want to make great rock music. And we're also saying thanks for making good rock music, and we're trying to keep rock music alive.
Okay, so obviously you guys are influenced heavily by rock, but let's have a little bit of fun. Give me like a song on your iPhone or your iPad or whatever thing that you listen to music on that you love that's had like some type of influence on you, but that you don't like to tell anybody, like a Rick Astley or a Hanson or something like that.
I have the Top Gun soundtrack.
Oh, man. I mean, I like all genres of music, so I've got a few things that are kind of like, oh, if I got caught listening to that, people wouldn't think of me the same way, but I love Sigur Rós.
Wow. That's
like,
different,
it just
yeah.
Makes me cry. That music makes me cry.
I'm honestly not embarrassed to have anything on my iTunes or whatever. If it's good music, it's good music, man.
Yeah.
I gotcha. What do you guys think is like the current state of female fronted rock? I mean, I know you have like Hayley Williams, who's like amazing, and you have a couple of other women out there that get the job done. But like, you know, Sheryl Crow's like kind of past her prime, and like there's not that many like powerhouses anymore. Like, what do you guys think of the state of female fronted rock?
Well, female fronted rock is pretty much ruling rock in a different way. Like, oh, sorry, our dogs are going crazy. like, so you say Hayley Williams, and that's funny because I don't even consider Paramore rock. Definitely not my kind of rock.
Mm-hmm.
I am more into Dead Sara, Hailstorm. I think those women are what's ruling rock and roll. And there's a lot of up-and-coming female-fronted rock. I think it's going to be like a thing coming out really soon, and it's going to start ruling the rock airwaves, hopefully. And maybe even go a little more mainstream than where rock is sitting right now.
Right, in my opinion, too. I think people are starting to get sick of the female-fronted acts that sell themselves sexually as opposed to actual chicks that can actually rock out.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely that big surge of female-fronted bands where they sell lots of records and sell out shows just because the female front wears a bikini top and that's what everyone goes to see. But
yeah.
I feel like girls can actually rock now, and that's what people want to see. I think people are starting to see through that act.
Yeah, they want talent.
So speaking of talent, Big Man Baby, that's a really catchy, hard, big, booming song. How was it written? What inspired it?
So that song is inspired by one of our all-time favorite bands, Queens of the Stone Age.
Nice.
Josh Homme, pretty much my god. And yeah, it's just a big song. We wanted a big song. We wanted a cool, like different tempo type of song, but something that's really catchy and, you know, with big vocals. Big wailing vocals to go with it. So that's kind of how that song came along. And our producer, Mr. Tom Chandler, he works with a lot of bands here in Los Angeles. mostly metal. So he takes the time out of his metal bands to work with us, which is always great. And he's amazing. Like, he can hone in on what we want, and he brings it to life. He's definitely the threesome part of our twosome.
This is your second EP. What do you think you guys learned from the first, and how do you think it's affected this one?
Well, our first one, the first one was the very first time we worked with Tom, and we heard a lot of good things about him. And as a band, we really didn't have a concentrated sound, so basically we just wrote songs and put it out there. But this time around, we actually wanted to focus in on a particular sound, what makes us sound like us, as opposed to just writing stuff and putting it out there.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys a hypothetical. You guys understand the music industry now. It's like people are downloading one song at a time. A lot of people don't buy albums anymore. And it's always that moment of truth on iTunes or Spotify or whatever, where it's like, do I click? Do I buy? And it's a decision. So if you could kind of get behind, if you could be like Jiminy Cricket and kind of just hop on somebody's shoulder and be like, download one of our tunes. Why do you think that they should? What would you say to them to try and convince them to download your stuff?
If you're looking for a new rock sound that's going to blow your mind, download our stuff.
It's definitely not like the crap that's being shoved down everyone's throats these days.
Breath of fresh air.
So what's next for you guys? What are you guys working on right now? What does the future look like?
We're in the works for a music video for Big Man Baby. Big production. And getting the album out, releasing the album, which will probably be in October. We had to move it back a month, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. And then
definitely to play bigger festivals and whatnot.
Yeah, getting on the festival circuit would be amazing. And getting more songs out there, releasing more songs off the album.